Dublin City Libraries have released their annual top 10 list detailing the most borrowed library books in 2021. We love hearing about this. So I'm joined now by Betty Codd. Betty is Divisional Librarian with Dublin City Libraries. How are you doing, Betty?
I'm very well, Ray. Thanks very much for having me on.
That's a great name, Betty Codd.
Yes, it's a Wexford name. Codd, very, very much a Wexford name. Yeah. But I've been in Dublin so long now, I'm kind of half and half, half Wexford, half Dublin at this stage.
And I like the look of your name as well, because it's a double T and a double D.
Yes. There's kind of a symmetry or something in it.
There is. Anyway, thanks for taking our call today. So fascinated by this. First of all, let's just get a sort of state of the nation on our libraries. So I would imagine COVID has affected you in a real way.
It has. It's like with any public-facing service, we were very much affected by the lockdowns and having to close our doors completely to the public at different stages. And then even now, like we're very much open to the public again, but there's still restrictions in terms of, like having big groups in, say, a class visit or having big events on site. We're just not in a position to do that. So that has affected our footfall. It has affected the amount of books that are being borrowed. But we're hoping, things are starting to look more positive now. So we would hope over the next few months that we'll be, back to,
Yes.
back to business.
You enjoyed a little bit of a digital revolution in the library.
We absolutely did. It was fantastic. We already had a strong kind of digital presence, but our borrow box, which is the digital books, e-reads and e-audios. So that's that, and that's for all the libraries in Ireland. I mean, that's just really, really taken off. I just had a look at a couple of figures before coming on to you here. There was nearly a 35% growth in the number of users, even between 2020 and 2021. There was a 46.5% growth in people listening to e-audiobooks last year. So people have really taken to BorrowBox.
How does it work, Betty? It's
the easiest thing. I mean, if you just go on to our website, and that's dublincity.ie, so that'll bring you into the City Council, Dublin City Council website, and then find the library menu. And it's very easy. You just go in, and you just need to log in. You just need to register and log in. If you have anybody has any difficulties with it, just pop into your local library or give them a ring or contact us by email. We have an Ask a Librarian. It's sort of a live web chat from Monday to Friday.
Great.
So even just send an email on that.
And have you any ideas what was the most popular audiobook last year before we get to the... No.
We're looking at those at the moment.
Right.
And
you'll come back to me on that one.
I think the most popular, I can't stand over this, but in terms of fiction, I think it was the Richard Osman, the Thursday Murder Club.
I do
think, Leonard and Hungry Paul, the Ronan Hessian book, and a few others appear within that top 10 list as well.
I just
can't finalise it at the moment.
Okay, sorry about that, asking you a question that you weren't
Not
prepared
at all.
For. Because, no, but the hard copies then, so I'm looking at the top 10 here, and that book that you mentioned already there is number one. Leonard and Hungry Paul by Ronan Hessian. So number two is?
Lost Children Archive.
Right.
And that's by Valerie Luciella. That was our Dublin Literary Award winner. So the rest of the list, then there's quite a few. The Bernardine Evarista book, Girl, Woman, Other, Colson Whitehead, Nickel Boys. There's quite a few of them that actually featured on the Literary Awards shortlist as well. So we're just really happy to see books like that.
Yeah, I'm just looking at
being so embraced by Dublin City readers. It's great.
And most of those now were released last year. But I'm looking at Milkman by Anna Burns at number six.
Yeah.
Is it 4 years, 3 or 4 years old? Maybe.
No,
years?
Exactly. And see, that was our Literary Award winner previously.
Yes.
The Dublin Literary Award winner. And I think like that. It's just to be honest, there's just such a demand for those books and people just keep putting reserves on them. Uh-huh. And so it stays up there, you know.
Right. So Hurricane Season by Fernanda Melcher, that's at number 10. The Night Fire by Michael Connelly is at number 9. Blue Moon by Lee Child at 8. You'll have to pronounce that. A Paragon, is it? By Colin McCann.
Colin McCann, 7.
Milkman's at 6. On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong is at number 5. Then The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead at 4. Girl, Woman, Other by Bernadine Evaristo is at 3. Lost Children Archive by Valeria Lucelli is at number 2. And then Leonard and Hungry Paul by Ronan Heshen. Big demand for non-fiction as well, biographies and self-help and that sort of thing.
Yes, yeah. Biographies, autobiographies, always popular. So they feature Sinead O'Connor, Gabriel Byrne, Dr. Mary Cassidy.
Ah, yeah.
So they, and then I suppose Patrick Frayne's book, Okay, Let's Do Your Stupid Idea, which
great
I just
book.
Absolutely adore.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose it's autobiographical, let's say. And again, like books about self-care are always popular in terms of what our borrowers like, but I suppose in the given the pandemic, they're
more popular. Yeah, Dr. Maureen Gaffney's at number 4 there. Your One Wild and Precious Life, and Inspiring Guide to Becoming. And True Crime there, number 5, The Monk, The Life and Crimes of Ireland's Most Enigmatic Gang Boss by Paul Williams, and then The Witness by Nicola Tallant is at number 6.
Yeah.
And I suppose Mary Cassidy's is a sort of true crime as well, isn't it?
I suppose so, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So, true crime is always popular. It's always in demand, and I suppose it's a nice mix, like the self-care and then the little bit of excitement with the true crime as well.
Would you be encouraged by, we are a nation of readers, aren't we? I'd say we read more books per capita than any other country in the world. I'm just saying that. I haven't got a fact. I don't know if that's a fact, but I'd say that's it. And it all starts early. I read a piece by a lady from DCU over the weekend, the Sunday Times, saying that if we read books to our babies, like as young as babies, that their vocabulary improved. You know, you can show the vocabulary improves. You can see it at the age of 2, 3. So it starts that young. So what were the most popular books for children?
For children, again, that there was a good range there, but there were books like The Bad Tempered Lady Bird by Eric Carle, which again, that's now for very young readers, and it is kind of an intergenerational book. It's a perennial favourite, and I'd say some of the parents that are taking that out now to read to their children now, it was probably read to them as well. So the books like that, and The Owl Babies, and any of the Julia Donaldson's, there's two of those there in the top 10, and Oi Cat, they're very, very popular. And the parents obviously love them and are borrowing them, taking them out for their children. The Where's Wally books, there's two again that feature, but those are just, again, perennial favourites.
And it's great to see that Shane Hegarty's top of the heap there for young readers.
That was our citywide read in 2020. And again, it was still being borrowed very heavily in 2021, which is fantastic. And it's great to see Irish writers again, and Patrick Kenny there, The Monsters of Brookhaven. It's just great to see Irish writers featuring so strongly in these lists as well. And the same then with the non-fiction for the junior, The Animal Crackers by Sarah Webb and Alan Nolan. Again, that was our citywide read last year, so that's a big Dublin City Libraries promotion. And it obviously has that effect that, you know, children are coming in and borrowing the books. And then other than that, like the Guinness World Records, always so popular with children.
Yeah.
And then the sports annuals, and facts about dinosaurs, books about space, that kind of thing. It's great to see.
And you know, there's a lot of competition, and we hear about it over and over again because a lot of children have mobile phones now, smartphones, so they have a computer in their hand, and so books have to compete against that. How are they doing, do you think?
I think they're doing very well, because I think there is that awareness, like you say, that there's various reports on it that when children are reading from a young age, it increases their vocabulary, it increases their confidence, their social skills. I don't have any fear for booksellers or for libraries in terms of books are and will continue to be
They're
like
here to
really
stay.
Popular.
They're here to stay. This will scare you. Before I let you go, Betty Codd, who is divisional librarian with Dublin City Libraries. I was just looking at, Tom was reading the first Harry Potter book, and I looked at the date of publication.
Yeah.
1997.
That was scary. 25
years ago.
Yeah.
Betty. That's mad, isn't it? Where did that 25 years go?
It is absolutely mad. Yeah. That is scary.
So people who were reading that at Tom's age, 9, they're now 34.
Like, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the Harry Potters, especially on BorrowBox, they're still topping the most borrowed list, in the digital format. So they're being read again, like they're an intergenerational book. They're being read by generation and the next generation. So again,
passing them on. Yeah,
they're there to stay.
They're read by Stephen Fry, aren't they? Isn't that,
yeah,
isn't that a reason?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd listen to him sort of read the phone book.
Yeah.
Betty Codd, great talking to you.
Thanks very much, Ray, and again, very much appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.